Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for All About Android is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of All About Android is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 30% off your new account for 3 months, go to Squarespace.com and use offer code Android1. And by Gazelle, the easy way to sell or recycle almost any used electronic gadget from your home or office. Don't just sell it, Gazelle it. Gazelle your used gadgets today at Gazelle.com.
Welcome to All About Android, episode 41. Happy New Year!
Yeah!
This is recording on Monday, January 2nd, 2012, your weekly source for the latest news, hardware, and apps for the Android faithful. What is going on? Cheers, everybody.
I don't know.
We are starting off 2012 with beer.
You know, because this is how we ended 2011.
Beer. Did we end with beer?
We haven't moved.
I don't know. I'm sure most of a lot of
we've been here the whole holiday season.
We did change clothes. But,
who are we?
Hey, you know what? Let's welcome. Did we even say who we are?
No. We're off the rails already.
Yeah. I'm Eileen Rivera.
I'm Jason Howell.
And I'm Ron Richards.
All right.
And we have guest Tony Wang in the house. You might know him from ION and the TWiT Network. And he's also one of our editors here.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you for being on. And you know what? Later, Tony is going to show the Samsung Note. Yep. Jason's going to have a review of the Razor.
The Droid Razor.
And Andy's back. Andy's back. That's coming up pretty soon. And we're also going to preview CES. And I just want to give Ron a little Merry Christmas gift. Yay. It's not from me.
The holidays aren't over yet.
What did you get?
This is from an audience member, a listener?
Yeah.
I know they're not listeners.
You got a little shot there, don't you?
Right here. We're sharing.
There we go.
My product shot. There you go.
Ooh, look at this little Android. Those of you who are watching, Merry Christmas.
Look at that.
Android.
Isn't that fantastic?
And I guess it's from?
It's from Alan Burbal.
Thank you, Alan.
Self-professed technophiliac and creative geek.
Now, we all opened ours already, so
spoiler.
We just wanted to see your reaction live.
All right. So it's a little post-Christmas. I'm going to open it live. Here we go.
Yeah, this is an unwrapping of...
Yeah, it's an unboxing. I'm a very scientific unwrapper.
Man,
I don't like
you,
to tear
you
into.
Don't tear?
I look for the seam.
It's taking forever.
Wow, yeah. This we should have given at least 5 more minutes on this segment.
Look at how cute that is.
Very cool. So they're little Android notebooks.
Sweet.
How cool is that? And the little design goes on. And on the page, it's got a little Android on the page. You can't really see it.
There you can see it now.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Thank you, Chad.
Chad is smarter than I am.
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool.
So thank you, Alan.
Alan. That's awesome. I am going to take notes on these about the Android show.
I am, actually. Yeah. I'm going to use them at CES.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to get girls' phone
numbers. I still use pen and paper sometimes.
Oh, really?
I keep this in my back pocket with phone numbers. Be like, hey, what's
everything's going to be going so smooth until you pull that out to write down their phone number. They're going
to
go like,
I need to write your phone number down so then I can put it in my phone later because I have an Android phone. How I roll.
While we're talking about nifty things that fans of the show have sent in, I should mention this real quick. Who is this? This is the Mitchells from Detroit, Michigan, made this. It's a decal for his car. And it's a TWiT Android logo mashup. And he sent us a bunch. He said, thought you guys might want some of these. So.
That's so cool.
That's very
Thank
cool.
You so, much.
So we can slap these on our cars.
I think
or
we
Ron
will.
On your forehead.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a car.
I don't have a car.
I
could put it on a Zip
right
car,
now.
But I don't think they'd appreciate it. So.
Right. Actually, that's a great way to spread the word about the show.
Well, I was saying that these car decals, they can go on laptops as well. So
that's true.
Multi-purpose.
Yeah.
If I can ever get them out. Okay.
That's
so you know what? Right. We got a lot going on. So let's get into our news.
So probably the best way to kick off the new year is with a little bit of, there you go, with a Android decal on your forehead. the best way to kick off the new year is to check in with our resident Android guru over at Google, Mr. Andy Rubin.
Yeah.
What's up, Andy?
He posted from Tokyo on Christmas
there he
Eve.
Is. Hi, Andy.
Or no, after Christmas.
Hi.
Appears Andy was spending his holidays in Tokyo, and he had this to say, if we can get back the face, the little talker.
This is not a visual trick, everyone.
Yes.
He is actually on
the
line.
He's actually right here. And he says, update, there were 3.7 million Android activations on 12/24 and 12/25. Congrats,
wow.
Team Android.
Two 2 days. We're talking 2 days.
So Christmas Eve and Christmas Day brought us 3.7 million more Android activations. Now, it's important to note that these aren't 3.7 million additional Android users, rather new Android activations. New devices, so right. If you got a new phone for Christmas and you activated it, that's where it counts to. But that's a large number. That's an immense number, 3.7 million in 2 days. So that's great. And as you can see on Google Plus, he was in Kapashidori in Tokyo, which I found interesting. So
lucky him.
Yeah, there you go.
There he was, yeah. Right there on that street. Go to Street View, Chad. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, no, I think overall the mobile space in general. Oh, you're really going there. Okay, he was right there.
No, it'd be great if it was like a strip club. You know, like if it was somewhere that he didn't want people to know where he was. And then...
Do you think he would have? Oh, look, on sale. What is he?
All right, and there's Andy in the window.
So someone in the chat room pointed out that Andy Rubin's wife is Japanese, and she's also pissed because he's posting on Christmas. They're on vacation. It's the holidays. Andy, just put it down.
You know what, though? He rarely posts. It's kind of nice to see a post from
but it's always about Android.
Well,
just kidding.
One day it will be a cat photo, and then you will be mad. Yeah. You're like, oh.
These numbers are really impressive.
They are really impressive. Yep. I think in overall, the mobile space in general is growing. I think, you know, we know that the iPhones are selling well is also. So I think just the whole space.
Wasn't also the tablet numbers ridiculous at Christmas, if I remember correctly?
There's a lot of Fires that were sold and a lot of iPads as well.
Yeah, no, so. I forget. My dad told me like a couple days after Christmas. He's like, oh, there was XX million mm-hmm. iPads and Amazon Kindle Fires.
Yeah, people are wanting to
like
just, you can do a lot with these mobile devices.
Gave my mother an Amazon Kindle Fire.
You did?
I did.
I gave my wife a Kindle Fire, actually.
Yeah. How do they like it?
She likes it. She because we just moved to Petaluma, and mm-hmm. she's going to be taking the bus.
Congratulations for the move, by the way.
Thanks. It's still a crazy, crazy
we miss
thing.
You.
It's
we miss you
so
already.
Much
we
goes
see.
Into moving from one city to another.
I never even got to hang out with you in the city.
Oh. I know, and I was totally...
He was like literally, like Jason was literally across the street from my apartment. Like,
I didn't know that. Back.
And I looked on Path, and Jason's like, having a great dinner. I'm like, I'm right there!
I didn't know until we had already gone. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
But I got her the Kindle Fire because she's going to be doing a lot of commute, and she's going to be riding the bus and the ferry and whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so far she likes it, but we've had the move, so she hasn't had
really
a lot of time with it.
What was interesting is my mother, you know, she admittedly she works in technology, so she's got a little... But it was interesting. I sat down with her for an hour to kind of teach her to use it. Fascinating to see the legacy of the double click. She was double tapping everything. I'm like, no more double clicking, just tap and it's tap and swipe and all this stuff. But she was able all by herself to get the Kindle, get it set up, go to the website that her library, that she works for a library, the public library. Mm-hmm. There's a website where you can borrow books from the library, but ebooks, and get them served to you via Amazon, via Kindle. Mm-hmm. And she did it all by herself. Like, I was very impressed.
That's
cool. Yeah, so, and I showed her apps. Now she's learning Spanish through some free Spanish
awesome.
Learning app. Yeah,
yay.
So good job. Good job, Ron's mom.
You know, admittedly, though, I have been gravitating towards my Nook tablet more. Mm. I think because I like the newsstand experience a lot better.
Tony, you have the Nook, right?
You have the Nook Color.
Yeah. You have the Nook Color.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you? Which one are you using more at all?
It's sitting there. It's not charged.
He's an honest man.
There you go.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, okay. Well, moving on. Guess what is coming around the corner? Next week, we are going to be at CES 2012.
This is the calm before the storm, isn't it?
This is definitely the calm before the storm. Yep. And there's a lot of things that we're probably going to see. I know that I think it was Jason Applebaum on the show who said, you know, in-car infotainment systems might be a big thing for Android at CES. So I'll be looking forward to seeing a little bit of that. We saw a little bit of that last year. TVs, smart TVs, you know, if Mr. Schmidt gets his way.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of Google TV at CES, hopefully.
I think that's going to be a big thing of it, especially considering the 6 months from now, seeing Google TV in the TVs already, you know. So I gave a Google TV to my sister and my brother-in-law. That went over like gangbusters as well. I'm just going to recount my holidays.
What Google TV?
I got him the Sony Blu-ray player, the box, but still. But they loved it, so.
Quad-core is probably going to be a big deal. with a lot of tablets and smartphones. At least we hope so. And hopefully we'll see a bunch of devices with ice cream sandwich. So I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you? I mean, you're not going wrong.
I'm not going. Sorry. No, you cannot. You couldn't get.
You're not even sorry. Well,
I normally say you couldn't pay me to go there, but you probably could. But no, but CES is a monster event. Yeah. I mean, like we've all. I mean, have we all been? You've been, Tony.
Yeah.
Have you been?
Yep.
Yeah. So we've all experienced it. It's just so overwhelming. But it's cool to see all those gadgets and see everything there.
It is cool. Yeah. Once you get on the floor.
Actually see what there is.
Yeah, if you can actually just walk the floor, which I plan to do for at least a couple hours at one point during the week. It is cool to see it. And God, the displays are huge and big and overwhelming a little bit. But once you get in there and start fiddling with stuff, it is pretty cool to see. I don't know. Yeah. What are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, I'm very curious to kind of see if there is a larger presence of Android tablets utilizing Ice Cream Sandwich specifically. I really want to see and really get my hands on Ice Cream Sandwich in the tablet experience, because something in my head tells me that, you know, as they improve this more, like even with Honeycomb, it was great and I've really enjoyed it, but I love Honeycomb on the device, on the phone. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine if Ice Cream Sandwich kind of follows that and is as enjoyable on a tablet as it is on a phone, that can only be good for the world of Android tablets. And I really hope that this year that means it kind of starts to turn the tide a little bit and make it a little bit more dominant on the Android side, just in the sense that the tablets are, you know, easier to understand, easier to get, and more enjoyable for just the common person.
I'm really curious about the applications that we don't really talk about that much. I mean, I expect it, I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of tablets. I wouldn't be, of course, we're going to see phone handsets, TV integration, things like that. But I'm curious to see if it's going to start like, you know, car, like in-car kind of devices.
Yeah, totally.
Or home automation or, you know, because Android really has that potential to be an OS that could be utilized in those kind of ways, like watches, like things like that.
That would be very cool. Yeah, and we're seeing a lot more of that wearable kind of technology trend as well, too. So, you're right. I totally wouldn't be surprised to see more of that.
And then, of course, also the accessories. I'd be curious to see if we see more headphones, chargers, universal. Jason kind of hinted at that when he was here. Applebaum,
you're saying
the problem with the chargers and the mini USB jacks. He said, "Stay tuned for CES." It sounded like he had something cooking, so I'll be curious to see what that is.
Mm-hmm. Tony, are you looking forward to anything? Is there anything that you've read that you're kind of like, "Hey, I can't wait for this or that"?
Samsung, their announcements, maybe Galaxy S3.
Oh. Hold that thought.
Wow. Hold that thought.
We're going to get to that in a little bit. But there's also an app, right, guys? There's going to be the CES app.
Yeah, there is. I actually have it installed here. There's not a whole lot to look at here. But there it is. There's the app.
Who's that guy?
I don't have anything on my schedule yet because I just installed it a little bit ago.
Oh, I'll have to tell you your schedule in a little bit.
That's just announced keynote. From Sony Ericsson. But I mean, you know, this is just an app that's going to help you if you're at the conference. So I'm going to have to pore over this and highlight and, you know, favorite the things that, you know, I would look at if I wasn't working full time while I'm there. Because there's really not a whole lot I would be able to do other than work.
I'm going to be looking forward to the hotel travel, like staring at the start and end dates. Friday night, 8:30 flight home.
Is Uber in Vegas? I don't think they are.
I don't know. Don't know.
It's too bad. Those cab lines. It's the worst part about Vegas. Cab lines.
Yeah. All right. So let's see here. HTC actually had some news over the week. Back in May 2011, after much backlash around their locked bootloaders, you may remember, Peter Chow, who's the CEO of HTC, vowed to unlock the bootloaders on future HTC devices. And then, of course, everybody, you know, was kind of angry because it wasn't happening fast enough. It took a little time, but on December 28th, Chow followed through on his word. According to HTC Dev, their official development site, all HTC Android devices launched after September 2011 are now unlockable and should continue to be. They're also working to unlock devices prior to that date. HTC obviously now joins Sony Ericsson and following through on their commitment to the open dev community, which I think is a fantastic move. I've even heard from people saying that I think the Thunderbolt was kind of the thing that set this all off and set off the user kind of backlash back at the beginning of the year. I think some people are saying that the unlock kit on HTC Dev now works on the Thunderbolt as well. So they're already working backwards. So check that out if you haven't already. But on the other side of that, ASUS Transformer.
Yin to yang.
I know, yeah. Totally. But they totally relate to each other. ASUS's hotly anticipated Transformer Prime tablet is now the victim of a locked and encrypted bootloader. Social media backlash is already underway with this, with the hopes that ASUS is kind of forced in the direction that HTC was back when this happened to them. There's actually a petition that people can go to if they want to kind of force ASUS to kind of do something to change it.
I just think that's the purest. As long as I've been on the internet, there's always been the online petition. Like, we don't like something, so we're going to do a petition, and that will get them to change it. And there's no, I mean, like, it makes me laugh because I signed a petition to get my so-called life put out on DVD in like 1998. You know, and like it happened, it worked, but I mean it's funny to see people like rat like the ASUS is going to do it when they want, if they want to do it. I mean, right. Like, you know,
well, HTC had said that they weren't going to do it around, and then everybody said, hey, you should do it, and then they did.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not against grassroots change. I think change.org is great, petitions are great, be vocal. It's just we want it unlocked.
Like,
it
just, unlocked.
I feel like there are
unlocked.
other things you can sign petitions for that are
always. I think that's always the case. But you know, I think ASUS Transformer Prime, like we know just from doing this show, is very anticipated by a certain. I wouldn't necessarily say everyone knows what a Transformer Prime is, but Android enthusiasts totally do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times the real enthusiasts of Android are also interested in doing things that that are allowed when you're more open with your hardware. So it becomes a bigger issue in this regard. So,
and it's a nice device, and
it's a really nice looking device.
It would be sad to see a device that's been so kind of embraced by everybody upon its announcement get this kind of black check against it. You know,
We should make it a point to
we got to check that out.
ASUS booth.
Yeah,
you and I should go over there. Tony, go there. First, we're going to go down right straight to ASUS booth and say hi. Can we hold one of
We just want to hold it because everybody that watches our show says we need to.
We should take pictures and everything. Look, we had it. All right, let's move on to email. And this is from Brendan in Pennsylvania. Hey, AAA crew, I was wondering if there were any Android modes or apps that allow you to set custom alert tones for specific contacts, sort of like you can do in iOS 5. So far, I found that I can use apps like Ringo to set the tones, but it requires me to my phone's default tones to silent, or else it will play the default tone and the alert tone I picked. I have not found a solution that lets you set tones for specific people and plays the default for everyone else. Keep rocking the great shows. You had an answer for this, right?
Sorry. Well,
put the email in.
Yeah, I looked on the Galaxy Nexus Prime,
we don't know what phone he has.
Yeah.
There's a couple of questions here.
The OS, too, because that's a factor as well.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of the custom overlays allow you to do this to a certain extent. What I don't understand from the email is whether when he's talking about set tones, if he's talking about SMS tones, or are you talking about ringtones?
Sounds like ringtones.
If it's ringtones, totally possible.
Yeah.
And you can do it in Gingerbread, you can do it in Ice Cream Sandwich, you just go in to edit the contact, and there's usually a ringtone field there that you can assign a specific ringtone to that particular contact.
And there's actually, it's funny, because you know how like you do stuff to your phone, and like it's legacy, and there's stuff that you do just because I did it when I had my G1 or whatever, so I downloaded, I had it, I'm trying to pull it up now, I forget what the name of the app was, Ice Cream Sandwich, I don't know how to edit anything. But I downloaded an app called, I think it was like Rings Extended or something like that. Because back in the day when Android first came out with the G1, you couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. All you could do was set a tone from the stock ones, but you can set a custom one. And I had like MP3s, like when my friend Connor calls, it plays the CTU ring tone from 24. And, you know, like things like that. So I want to set custom. So Rings Extended would let you do that. But I believe somewhere along the lines, either Honeycomb, definitely with Ice Cream Sandwich, now you can do that within the OS just natively.
Yeah, so. I've got Gingerbread. I just opened up my Chad, you could take my phone here. I don't think I'm showing Tom's phone number. So in my contacts here, there's ringtone default, ringtone in there. Select sound from files, phone. This is Gingerbread.
It's also
the Samsung contact.
This is where it gets really tricky because, you know, it's hard to say this is exactly how you do it because that could be a TouchWiz thing. It could be, you know,
if you go right in Ice Cream Sandwich, you just hit the menu and just set ringtone.
Yep.
And then you see, I've downloaded this thing called Rings Extended, which I installed years ago. But you just go Android system and you can choose from their default ones. And then, so that hasn't changed. And so then in Rings Extended, I can go and I can choose from other files.
I see.
So I can choose.
So the built-in system functionality is choose another official ringtone,
right.
Something that's residing in some official directory that is designated
exactly.
to the system.
But if you download an app called Rings Extended, which I believe is free, that will allow you.
Ringoid, I think, is another one.
Or Ringo, like you said, will allow you to do. And I'm pretty sure that also extends to text messages, to your point earlier, because I have custom.
Some of them do,
There's stuff I did to my phone. I don't remember how I did it. It's been like 5 years now. So, yeah.
Even when you upgrade to a new phone, does
Somehow. I don't know how. Yeah, it's just it backs up. It restores. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No. Now I have. Okay. Sorry. Before we leave here, and I hope I don't call you on accident, Jason, but this is GoContact. I'm trying to cover his phone number here. Probably should have picked someone else. But in GoContacts, this is just another app here, but, you know, there's some ringtones here.
Yeah, are like the official system ringtone.
Yeah, you need Rings Extended or whatever.
So yeah, something else. Samsung has it. Yeah. SG2. You have to tell us what kind of phone you have there, Brendan, and OS. So hopefully that helps you.
What about you, Tony? Do you go crazy changing ringtones for different people? I've heard like a Super Mario Brothers ringtone.
Oh, that's
from your phone.
Messages and notifications.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mine's.
That's a lot easier.
Yeah, just a blanket.
Yeah,
this is just what happens.
No, just I don't talk much on the phone.
I know. See, that's the thing. I don't either anymore, so I don't really care.
But I love that. That's so much fun. Like, I spent at least 2 hours over the break updating the contact photos to be that higher res. Remember we were talking about how
Wow.
So now how did you do that?
We'll talk about this.
Okay, it's all right.
2 hours.
But then also setting, like, you're right. Like, actually, my app in the reading we're going to talk later involves the ringer and stuff like that. But I rarely have my phone not on vibrate, so I don't hear these custom rings that often. But every now and then when I do, it makes me like, oh, I know who that is immediately. Or, you know, when I get a text message, it plays an R2-D2 noise, which when I was watching Star Wars with my nieces over the break, I kept on looking at my phone because I thought it was the text message, but it was just the movie. That little bit of customization is nice, though.
It absolutely is. It just takes time, of course, to set it up. Yeah. And I think when I first got my original Motorola Droid, I went crazy with ringtones and, you know, like, oh, I'm going to get this video game sound and that's going to apply to these things, whatever. And then now I just, I don't have the time to like customize that stuff.
When I got the G1, I emailed my friends. I'm like, send me a photo you want for your contact and what song you want to ring when you call me. And I just haven't. Yeah. So
I think if Ravenscroft is telling us this, Brendan is in the chat room and he has 4.0 and Galaxy Nexus. So there you go.
Well, there you go.
All right, so there you go. Yeah, so
yes,
go into your contacts, hit set ringtone, and then download Rings Extended, and that will let you choose from any of the music that's on your phone or on Google Music. So
awesome. We got there.
Woo. We got it.
As a team, we got
teamwork.
There.
Yay, 2012. It's the best year ever.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be. This is the best first episode of 2012.
Exactly.
All right, let's take a quick break and thank one of our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Gazelle. Most of us, we want the latest gadgets, obviously. I just got the Galaxy Nexus not too long ago, and I have a little Motorola Droid sitting around. I'm going to go ahead and admit that it probably wouldn't do me any good to expect any money for my Droid because it's beat to all hell, and it's got a custom ROM on it and everything. But the cool thing about Gazelle is you never know. You plug it in, you go through their setup, and you kind of tell them what device you have. You have to be kind of upfront and honest with kind of the condition, the quality, and everything that you have with it, because eventually you send it to them, and you know if what you say is what they get, then you get paid for it. But if it's a functional device, you're probably going to get some money from them for it. If it's an older device or if it's as beat up as mine is, you're probably not going to get much for it. You might not get anything for it, but they will help you recycle it in a environmentally friendly way. And that includes sending you a box to ship it back to them. They really kind of go above and beyond to do kind of the right thing when it comes to disposing these gadgets. I did actually sell Gazelle a video camera, an old like video camera that writes to mini DVD discs. Do you remember those?
You had one of those?
I had one of those.
Those little round
I never used it.
Really?
I got it from my dad. Like, he got something else. Sorry. He got something else, and he ended up giving me this. I was like, oh, sure, I can find some use for that.
I remember seeing that. Who would buy that?
I know.
Because the media alone would be...
Totally. I never used it. It sat in a case for like 3 years.
Do you remember CD singles? Like the smaller CDs, like they were a smaller optical disc.
Totally, which made it portable, you know? Exactly. So I had one of those and I was like, well, this has just been sitting in my cabinet for like 3 years. I went on to Gazelle. I ended up getting, like, you could not sell this to anyone on eBay or anything like that. I ended up getting $50 for it.
Hey, that's not bad.
For something that's just hanging out that you know has really no value. Yeah. Like, they ended up paying me something and it kind of took the effort for me to have to do anything other than plug it in the website, get the box, drop it in there, and eventually I got the check.
I should totally do that. I've got closets full of crap.
Well, yeah, I mean, exactly. Look at, do you have an iPod Touch?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you have a Sensation 4G? It's going for $195. The Bionic is going for $290.
I have like an old LCD monitor I rejected that I don't use anymore. You know?
I mean, there's lots of devices that they'll take. Plus, you can also just opt, say, if you don't think that you're going to get a lot for it, you can actually just tell them to send it to charity, too.
Oh, nice. Which is a tax write-off. Tax season is approaching.
Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So round up all your used gadgets. Go to gazelle.com to see how much they're worth and let Gazelle get rid of them for you. That's gazelle.com, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com. Don't just sell it. Gazelle it.
Can you gazelle other people's tech? Like, can I sell your phone?
If I give you my phone.
Don't know how to answer this one.
Don't forget the headphones.
I don't know the right way to answer this.
Just saying, it's a write-off. I'm just looking for ways to...
Okay, interesting.
Careful, everybody. So everybody... Ron might be walking out of this
Hide your devices when you're around Ron.
Studios here.
You never know what's going to happen.
I'm going to put a MacBook Air up on there. You never know.
All right. Let's talk about some hardware that Ron could take from you and sell in Gazelle.
All right, cool. So, Tony, you had mentioned earlier that you were looking forward to CES, the possible announcement around the Samsung Galaxy S3. Well, there might be some news that the Samsung Galaxy S3 may debut in February. So you don't even need to go to CES. We already just broke the news right there.
There you go.
He wants to touch the device.
So rumors are that the successor to the very popular Galaxy S2 is going to debut in February at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona.
I believe that's where the two debuted as well last year, right?
Yep. So. Yeah. And the reason why this rumor is coming out is that I love when these things happen. A photo online revealed with the
a photo taken with the device
has popped up online, and people looked at the EXIF data.
It's so crystal clear.
So who knows if this will actually happen or not. I imagine we'll get some news coming out of CES, and then as we get closer to Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, you can expect possibly getting a Galaxy 2, 3 get announced. Yeah. I doubt it'll be at CES, though, Tony.
So no, I doubt it'll be there. Yeah. It'll be announced at Barcelona. So.
Yeah, no, the stats on it sound pretty cool. I mean, they're saying it's going to feature quad-core, 2 gig of RAM, which is...
Quad-core.
Yeah, 4 cores.
Yeah.
But 2 gig of RAM is... Most phones are normally carrying 1 gig of RAM. Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be running Ice Cream Sandwich, they're saying. Then it's also reported to feature a 12-megapixel camera. That's 12 megapixels. That's 4 more megapixels than the Galaxy S2's 8-megapixel camera.
This camera goes up to 12.
It does. It does. Yeah. But the Galaxy S news doesn't stop there. So a little bit of a hubbub.
On the other side of Galaxy.
As the Galaxy, as we all know, the Galaxy Nexus, I don't even remember what the phones are called anymore.
Nexus S.
Nexus S, which I have, got the Ice Cream Sandwich update, which is great.
Too.
They did. Yeah. They stopped it. And then there were rumors that the Galaxy S and the Galaxy Tab might not get the Ice Cream Sandwich update. For some reason, they're not going to upgrade the phones up to Android 4. But then there was a large there was a petition, apparently. No.
There was a large
outcry. And so now rumors are that Samsung is going to offer the 20 million Galaxy S users a value pack.
It
would include features similar to Ice Cream Sandwich, such as multitasking, faster browsing speeds, new home screen widgets, and upgrades to the camera software. But features like Android Beam and Face Unlock are also said to be in the works. So basically, it's not going to be Ice Cream Sandwich, but it's going to be more like Ice Cream Sandwich Lite, which is curious because this is Samsung doing their own development. I imagine modifying Honeycomb, it's not going to be Android 4.
Not modifying Honeycomb, modifying Gingerbread.
Gingerbread, which is almost even a little sketchier. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Development to follow.
Yeah, that sucks. Because why that sucks? Because the development community, the open development community, they're going to have Probably. Yep. I would imagine. No problem getting ice cream sandwich onto here.
Right, because it's running fine on the Nexus S. So like, so the hardware can handle it. So why Samsung is doing this, who knows. It also is it's rumored or speculated that as opposed to it being developed off of Gingerbread, off of 2.3, it could just be Android 4.0 with stuff taken out of it. So it could truly be a light version of ice cream sandwich. So at least then it's a little more promising.
Are you using Face Unlock at all, Jason?
No. Yeah, it's so, purely a novelty as far as I'm concerned.
We didn't even do Android Beam when I had mine here.
No,
so let's throw that out too. Okay, so I mean,
multitasking, faster browsing.
We would like that.
The widgets.
The widgets are pretty cool.
Yeah.
But you know, is that, no, but I gotta who
say,
knows?
I got to say, the whole ice cream sandwich experience as a whole, it feels like a brand new phone.
I know.
I mean, it's truly,
it really does.
Like, it's a lot more fun to interact with. I find it's daily use of it is easier or more streamlined. Mm-hmm. I really have taken to it. So I don't know why they'd want to hold it back. I mean, I'm on a Nexus S and it's running fine. I'm not noticing many crashes. I'm not noticing many problems. Nothing's running sluggishly. So
yeah. Have you had a chance to play around with ice cream sandwich at all, Tony?
Yeah, a little bit. Not too long, but I think it's an improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a little learning curve, like trying to figure out where. Like I was playing around with the camera, and I was trying to figure out where do I go to change my setting for exposure and for you know.
There is no white balance in the camera.
Really?
Yeah. There's auto? I think I saw there was a white balance for, like, you can pick what type of light, I think.
I will look for it. I could not find a white balance. I could find scenes, but I couldn't find any. Oh, wait a minute. No, never mind. Yeah. I'm wrong.
There is a. Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
I'm wrong. Yeah, I'll go ahead and edit that out. No, I'm not going to edit that out. But yeah, it's right there. I swear, what's so weird is I was using the camera probably like a week ago, and the white balance is totally off. I'm like, oh, where's the white? This is ridiculous. Why would they get rid of the white balance?
Right there.
Right there. It's the thing that says AW. The thing that always says AW is white balance.
You've been really busy.
Jeez.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Yeah. Well, okay. So there's that.
Well done.
All right. Well, we're not done with Samsung news yet. They've announced that 1 million Galaxy Notes have shipped and confirms that it's U.S. bound. We don't need to know that it's U.S. bound because we actually have one in house. Well, Tony, you bought one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Where did you get the Samsung Note? So let's take a look at that.
I got this from Amazon.
Just like I did. I got my unlocked version. So you got the unlocked version.
Yeah.
That thing is ginormous.
That is a mighty device.
Now you don't. Now we've talked about this before, Tony. I just said, dude, that's just too big for me. But you love it. Let's now pull out the stylus.
What? The stylus? You know, I haven't been using the stylus that much.
There it is.
It reminds
me of a handspring. Everybody, do you
really
remember
does.
That?
Yeah, it's great for writing, but I've been typing a lot.
Oh, you've been typing anyway.
Because you can fit a full-size keyboard on this.
Yeah, I mean, typing is great on this. It's almost as good as, like, typing on a tablet.
Now, is this why you don't really care about your tablet anymore?
I've been very negligent about my tablets. My iPad was sitting there for a week, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard. You got it to adjust to
a new tablet to me. Yeah. Now, have you used it as a phone?
A couple times, and I have this case with a cover. Bring it over here. So I got a case with a cover.
That's like an old school PDA, man.
Totally.
Cool.
No,
so and so I'm walking around like holding it against my face.
Oh jeez.
Let's see that.
It's a little ridiculous, and people look at me like I'm crazy.
But you pair a Bluetooth headset with that, and you're golden.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, I don't really talk on the phone. I mean, you use like 20, 30 minutes a month, and this is.
Well, you really don't 20 minutes a month.
I
wow.
don't. Yeah.
Wow.
They're all my parents.
So pros and cons. Let's start with the pros.
I love everything about this phone.
No cons?
Wow. No, wait a minute. Okay, is it officially a phone? Or it's
officially a phone.
It is officially a phone.
Yeah,
I thought that it wasn't. Okay.
Yeah. So it's...
It also has white balance, Jason.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Exactly.
No, I thought the Note was like just a large... like a smaller tablet.
No. I'm
like more like a tab, right? More like a Galaxy Tab.
Yeah. I'm using it like a Galaxy Tab, but it's...
Is there anything on there that's like super different than a regular phone?
Oh, wait.
I mean, other than the stylus?
There is one con, kind of. It's not really a con, but it's more like a trend, is it doesn't have a dedicated camera button.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I've noticed that with like the Nexus...
Yeah, right. No. Yeah. I think a lot of phones are kind of doing that.
I think that's kind of the way that's going. And other than that,
no, I don't have one.
Yeah, I haven't had. I mean, the battery is great. It's got the 2500 milliamp.
Oh, so wow.
With use, I can get at least 10 hours out of it on AT&T.
That's great.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's really bridging. I mean, it's like a weird space between phone and tablet.
It's,
and
totally the mix.
Yeah. I mean, I was ready to get a Dell Streak, except I found out, you know, they weren't upgrading it, and it was going to be stuck with 1.6. And
I mean,
let's show it off a little bit more. Do you want to?
Sure. You want
to? I was just going to pull it down in the view. Yeah.
what OS is it running? Is it running?
That's the great part about this. It's running 2.3.6, I think.
2.3.6. Okay.
Yeah, and I've already had two different updates.
Oh yeah,
From Samsung. And the last update I had, which was last week, it upgraded the keyboard, and now I have my QWERTY plus a roll of numbers on top.
Wow. Because it's enormous.
Because there's so much, there's so much room on there. So
what's the camera? What is it? 8 megapixels.
Yeah, it's 8 megapixels, like the S2. So
there, we're getting a shot of the chat room. That's right, you're famous.
There we go. Jink.
I mean, the camera is not as fast as the Nexus, but
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bright screen. So do you watch video on it or?
Huh.
You got Netflix on
it? Yeah. You know that's on the TV.
Well,
but you know, this,
so you don't elect to watch video on your.
Not my poor devices. No, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been driving while watching Netflix more and more.
What?
When I was in New York, I did that. Not watching. I mean, it's just it's more.
Wait,
listening.
You were driving in New York?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. So wait, is that built in? Did you draw that?
No, that's default.
Oh, that's default.
No, dude, take credit for it, man.
I don't want to take credit for it, but yeah, I'm really surprised they sold that many units. I mean, in 2 months.
It probably would be good sketching, like a drawing with the stylus and everything.
Yeah, yeah, the stylus worked really well.
Tony's note.
Tony, how much does it cost you? Or how much does it list for?
It's around, you can get it, I think, street around $650.
Okay, wow.
So if you compare that to the Nexus, it's about the same.
Yeah. You definitely get a lot more for your money.
And it's unlocked.
It's unlocked, yep.
Okay. See, now I kind of dig the stylus. I still think it's too big, but...
Yeah, I mean, the stylus, it's nice to have. Well, I think the good thing about the stylus here is that it actually does hide, like, with the device. Because then, if you're just not a stylus person, you know, it's not an extra thing for you to have to remember to carry with you. Yeah. Oh, I need my stylus and I don't have it because it doesn't, you know, travel with the device.
I'm also a thumb typer. I'm always typing with two thumbs. So it's really easy to type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everything's just.
And even in landscape, it's even easier. You can go to the browser.
Check your positioning, I guess.
Cool.
Internet. Good internet.
How's that? Internet.
There we go. Look at this is mine.
Jesus.
Fits inside.
Wow.
There we go. Anyways.
All right, so we can
see. So Ron is about to do a search on the internet for those of you who are listening.
This is exciting. This is exciting.
The keyboard.
Ron is pulling up the browser.
All right, so what are we going to search for? We're going to search
entering in the URL bar. He's typing letters.
He's typing movies.
It's kind of hard to type with one thumb if you're holding the phone.
No, that's
because you kind of have to.
Yeah, because I need to do the two thumb.
Try two thumb in landscape.
That's really where it's gonna sing.
Yeah.
Right, how do I get it?
That's the sweet spot.
Yeah.
That's a sweet spot. All right.
We'll just type. Okay. So here we go. Typing two thumb in landscape. And he's typing
now
Morrissey.
Typing with two thumbs in landscape.
Very cool.
Ladies and gentlemen.
How do you like it? Do you think it's too big for you?
Not too bad. Yelp. It's enormous. But I do like the keyboard. This is nice. Yeah. The row of numbers is nice. Yeah.
I will say in the 2 seconds that I was playing with it, it felt a little sluggish. Like I would do things and I think I figured out what it was.
I didn't want to change the settings. Like you can sort of calibrate the setting on the screen. But I think it has something to do with the stylus. It's got a different type of display because of the stylus.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It almost feels like my Wacom tablet at home where
it's always a little bit behind you're at.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, the phone itself is pretty quick. So
yeah, this is cool, man. It's thin.
Yeah, it's really thin for being such a big device, too.
Yeah.
Pocket test.
Back pocket test.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. And then sit down.
Yep.
don't do that. Don't do that.
Tony's
it'll fit in your pocket. Yeah. We have a shot. Oh, there we go.
There we go. There's the male pocket test.
It's fine. Yeah, that's fine. You're good.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
There you go.
Well, thank you for bringing this in, Tony.
Yeah, sure.
I'm glad you're enjoying this. Okay. Yeah. See ya.
Some of the chat
just don't hold it up against your face and you'll be okay.
Well, actually, I'm very curious now. Hello?
It's not too bad.
Hello? Hi. I've been waiting for your call.
You see, that's the one thing... Using as a phone, I mean, because we're human. There's a little bit of grease and natural oils and things like that. That's a big screen. You're going to get that all over.
This is a big petri dish, right?
Yeah, exactly. But if you're a Bluetooth guy,
and to that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Off for you.
It's okay.
No, but if you're a Bluetooth guy, then I think
or if you don't talk on the phone,
I would see that as a possible really good solution for a power business traveler kind of use because you don't. It's not as big as a tablet. You could probably get a lot of functionality done. You could probably jam on email on that. Mm-hmm. And then you have they always have this little Bluetooth thing. So they're always, talking. They're so important. And they're saying, buy, sell, stock brokers.
Based on the OS, it's better than the 7-inch tab. It's only 2 more inches smaller, and it feels like a tablet to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does. It really does. It's a good kind of combination of both.
Yeah, it is.
Cool. Thanks for showing that off.
Sure.
Very cool.
I have a little review of my own. I spent right around a week and a half, I'd say, with the Motorola Droid Razr, Verizon.
Did it cut you?
It did not, although it was incredibly thin. I actually recorded a review for Before You Buy, so we're just going to go ahead and play that. Here we go.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jason Howell from twit.tv, and I am here with the Motorola Droid Razr. It's a dual-core 1.2 gigahertz Ti OMAP 4430 processor, has 1 gig of RAM. It's a 4G LTE phone, so it's got really fast data speeds. It's a 4.3-inch QHD display, 960 by 540, so the resolution is pretty reasonable. As you can see, it's thin. It's definitely one of the thinnest phones that I think I've ever used. It has an 8-megapixel rear camera on the back with an LED flash. It also has a front-facing camera. And finally, you've got some nice little ports here. We've got a micro SD card slot in there, and on the top you have your micro USB and HDMI. First off, let's just start with design. As I said, it's incredibly thin and light. It's actually 7.1 millimeters thin at its thinnest point, but I should say as a cautionary tale, this thinness comes with a risk. A friend of mine who bought this phone, he keeps a phone in his pocket, as a lot of people do. He went and hopped into his truck, and the next time he pulled it out, the screen underneath the Gorilla Glass was actually cracked. So keep that in mind. Though it's thin and that's a nice thing, it could also be its downfall. Just be careful with it. The screen is a Super AMOLED Pentile screen. That's important to know because Pentile is actually a technology that, if you look really closely at it, it can kind of show a little bit of weakness. You can kind of see that pixels are shared in between lines above and below those Pentile dots. And as a result, kind of fine lines and fonts, the really small fonts, grayscale images, that sort of thing can kind of show those edges. And so to my eyes, I definitely see it on this phone. Probably a good idea for you to check it out yourself and see what you think about that. Camera performance was better than I'm used to seeing from Motorola. I've never been too fond of Motorola cameras and their performance just in speed of taking a picture as well as the quality of the pictures. But I actually really liked the camera on this phone a lot more than I expected to. Here, I'm going to use our camera person, Jeff Stewart, to focus on here. Autofocus, picture. It's pretty rapid, and that's kind of what I'm looking for when I want a good camera phone to be able to kind of take those pictures in rapid succession. It's good quality pictures, if well lit, HD video on the front as well as the back, so you can take full HD videos with either side. I definitely made a reasonable amount of calls with the phone, and I'd say the call quality was crystal clear on my end as well as the recipient's end. One thing about Motorola's version of the Android OS is, of course, what they used to call blur. I guess they don't call it that anymore. I don't even think it has a name quite yet. But it's still kind of the blur that you may have used with slight modifications. I would say that overall, you get that feeling that Moto Blur is kind of slowing things down. One thing that they do include on here, however, that is extremely handy is something called Smart Actions. It's basically an easier to use, prettier looking tasker. And what that means is you can set up conditions. So as you can see right here, I have a charging condition. If I open that up, I've set it so that when I'm charging, display timeout never happens. And I like that because when I'm in the car, when I plug it into the car dock, it keeps the display on and never turns it off. It's very versatile and really easy to program. So I was very surprised and happy to play around with that. Overall, I'd say the performance was great with this. You know, minus the slowdowns of Moto Blur, games played without a hiccup and pretty fluidly and no slowdown on those. Switching apps was pretty snappy. Now onto the battery, which could be a sticking point for some people because the phone, in order to achieve its incredible thinness, has a non-removable battery. Now, the battery sits behind this Kevlar backing, which is actually, by the way, pretty nice for keeping the phone sliding out of your hands for the most part. But you can't take this case off. You're pretty much stuck with the battery that you have. Thankfully, I got pretty good battery life out of this phone. Just a few random other pieces of information to know about it. It has a locked bootloader. And Ice Cream Sandwich, though it doesn't ship with the phone, Motorola has come out and said that it will be released sometime in 2012. I guess I'll just go ahead and say pros, the things that I really like about this. Incredibly light and thin. It's impressive camera performance, and it's pretty snappy and responsive. The cons, like I said, with the display, the Pentile technology, you either see the rigidness of it or not. Non-removable battery, for sure. And as I said also, its svelteness might also be its downfall if you're not too careful. But overall, I really enjoyed playing around with the Motorola Razr. I enjoyed it way more than I think I expected I would. So it is absolutely recommended for me. I would say buy it. Go to a Verizon store and check it out. And I think you might walk out with it. I'm Jason Howell with Twit.tv. Thanks for watching.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason.
You were out on the patio for that, eh?
Yeah, out on my green patio.
Yeah, your green patio.
Everything in my life is green.
We should thank Pixel Core for allowing us to shoot in there.
Yeah, they allowed us to shoot in there.
You really liked that device, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. It really actually gave me a run for the Galaxy Nexus's money.
Wow.
Obviously, the big missing component is Ice Cream Sandwich. If the Razr had Ice Cream Sandwich, it would be a very difficult decision for me whether I would buy one or the other. You also, with Galaxy Nexus, get the open kind of vein into Google's update architecture, and that's worth a lot as well. Yeah. But the hardware of the Razr, I was really impressed with.
And really thin. Really thin.
Really thin.
Yeah.
As I said in the video, it could possibly be a little bit more delicate as a result of that, so you got to be a little careful with it. But I really enjoyed it, and I had a lot of fun with it. Like, I know it's a good phone when I look forward to pulling out of my pocket and checking something and doing something with it. And that one, like, I did. Like, it was totally enjoyable. So
nice. Right on.
Well, cool. That's actually the opposite experience I've been having with the HTC Resound.
I know. I feel so bad for you. I'm monitoring this.
I am not going to give a review quite yet. I think we're going to try and get another unit because this unit here that's in my hands, if you're watching in video, has an overheating problem. And I did a little search online. It seems like maybe 20% of users have had this overheating issue. And I came over to Jason earlier today. I said, hi. And then I put it on your hand.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't it way too hot?
Yeah, it's pretty hot. Although, as I told you then, with my original Motorola Droid, I had it rooted and I was overclocking it there for a long time. So I almost got used to a hot device because I was overclocking it to the point that it was getting really hot and you just got used to it slightly burning you all the time.
it keeps shedding toes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I'm going to wait for the other unit and I've been hanging out with this for almost 2 weeks now and there's a lot that I do like about it. I need to give it more of a fair shot because it was constantly heating and it was just difficult to hold when it's way too hot. I have to say, I know that the Beats are a gimmick, but I actually kind of like it.
You converted?
I'm not gonna specifically go out and buy Beats headphones, but these were pretty darn cool.
What drives me nuts about Beats is that this thing is, I understand, like, I'm not a big fan of Monster. I think they overcharge stuff. I'm a moderate fan of Dr. Dre. I mean, who isn't?
Yeah.
But those big headphones are just so big, and like they have the in-ear buds. I like an earbud. Yeah. Like, that's my preferred. I don't like to stick things in my ear. So if they had that as an earbud, I would totally buy them. Yeah. But they don't. So okay. Sorry, that's just general complaint.
So we'll get another review unit in, and I'll give a more fair review. Hopefully that one won't overheat on me. Because I know that there are tons of people who love this phone.
Yeah.
And like really overwhelmingly so. But then there are those of us who've had our issues with it. So I don't want to review it with those issues. I want to have
a clean experience.
Right. Yeah. And so I'm not so tainted. And then, like I said, there are really, really good things about the phone.
I'm struck by how, and it's obviously it's just because I've spent time with the Razr and then with this and then your S2, mm-hmm. with how thick it is.
Yeah.
It is thick and it is a little heavy. I don't like that.
Is it thick because it doesn't have a bigger battery? Is that part of the heat issue or like what is causing that thickness? What is that bump?
It might be a little. Does it cover open? Kind of, it does open.
Yeah. How do I do it? The bottom. Yes, I see.
It is an LTE device as well. Mm-hmm. Super for the LTE. The 4G is like the Nexus is super fast.
I see red plastic.
Yeah, there you go.
So it looks like
you're calling somebody. Oh, shit. Careful.
It looks like the battery is 1620.
Yeah.
So not a huge battery.
It's not that huge.
I totally prank somebody.
But it's red. Check out the battery.
Look at the red. It's like a Tron toy.
So some people are saying it's the LCD.
Yeah. LCD's not very battery.
That's not. I mean, yeah. I have this phone freaking rocks with my AMOLED screen. So
This should be the back. This should just be a projected red cover. Red. Like, where you could see, it'll be like the old IMAX.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, I'm sure that's coming back at some point if that hasn't already been.
That's snazzy.
So anyways, I'll go back and revisit a different unit. We'll send this one back.
Way back when, this was the phone I was going to upgrade to.
I know.
Yes. Those were the days.
Wasn't it called the Vigor? It was the Vigor, right?
Yeah, it was called the Vigor, yes.
The thickness is not caused by the battery.
Yeah,
it's just thick.
The LCD, mechanics of the LCD.
Yeah.
Sounds like. Okay, well, we'll look forward to a review on that. Let's take a quick email here from Manuel. He says, I have been on a Verizon BlackBerry curve for 2.5 years now, and I want to get an Android. I was thinking of getting a Razr or Galaxy Nexus, but after reading and hearing some reviews, I'm thinking maybe I should wait to see if something better might be on the near horizon. What is your opinion? Have you heard of anything that might be worth waiting for? Do you know of any details regarding a possible Galaxy S3 or Razr Max? This is the first I've heard of a Razr Max, by the way. Or some other cool phones for Verizon, or should I just get the Nexus? But I have heard that the Nexus has a bad speaker and it can be difficult to hear driving direction in a car. Thanks and Happy New Year.
Oh.
I just thought this was very appropriate to a lot of the things that we're talking about today.
Totally.
And also just kind of the fact that, you know, this is a lesson that I have yet to learn, but I understand the value of it, which is if you're seeing something that you like, unless there's a really good reason for you to wait, you might as well jump on it. I think the Galaxy Nexus is a fantastic phone, as you saw in the review. I think the Razr is a great phone. Once that gets upgraded to Ice Cream Sandwich, I think it's going to be a really, like, just even nicer than it already is. There's always something big and great around the corner. The Galaxy S3 is, you know, at this point rumored to be at Mobile World Congress, which is in February. If it's announced in February, it's no guarantee that it's going to release in February. Yeah. So if you're holding yourself out for something like that, you could be waiting even longer than you think you will. So how important is it to you to upgrade? And if it's really important, take a look at the picks that are out there right now. As far as the bad speaker on the Nexus, I totally agree. The onboard speaker on this thing is like so quiet. It's so weird. It's really quiet. But hold tight, because I think my app in the arena might have something that will be helpful to you Galaxy Nexus owners that complain.
A little foreshadowing there.
That's right. Like I said, it was applicable on many fronts. So
I think you should get the Nexus personally because you're going to get the updates to the OS faster than everyone else. And it's a great phone.
This would be first Android experience coming from the BlackBerry curve.
Exactly. You might as well
jump in. Yeah, with
the newest OS, the best, and you know you can probably turn off, but it's got 4G LTE. I mean, I really think that's the phone to get.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you need to wait for the Galaxy S3.
There you go.
That's my answer.
Ron,
I agree. I concur.
Okay,
I concur. I'm always don't wait. Yeah. You got the money. I'm a money burns a hole in my pocket kind of guy. You got money, get whatever you can now, enjoy it, deal with the fact that you missed out a month in 2 months from now, you know, yeah. And lust for another year or two and then get what's out then.
Right.
There's always going to be something better.
There will.
It's so true.
It's just always nice to get the updates to the OS. Yeah. That's and you will yes. with
and
that
that's
phone.
That's yeah. worth a lot right
I
there.
Think it really is.
What do you
I'm
think, Tony?
Still waiting on my SGO.
Just jump in right now and just
jump into the pool.
Get the yeah. Nexus.
The water's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun.
What do you got to lose? What do you got to lose? So what?
You've got to gain a pretty awesome phone, I'll tell you that.
They're like, yeah. Somebody says, the Nexus is missing accessories. Who cares?
Yeah,
it's
accessories will
it's coming.
Come.
It's coming.
Yeah.
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 Right. Yeah. Anyways.
I think as much as there will always be a hot new phone on the horizon, there will always be an issue, at least, with every phone that comes out.
How long
at least
been
that's
this?
Been proven in the
How
world of Android.
Been doing like, this? We've seen new phones, we've seen issues, we've seen problems, we've seen updates, we've seen changes, we've seen problems get resolved. Honestly, if you go back and look at the news cycles, it's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah,
it just the phones just get. My father once told me years ago when buying a computer, he said, listen, you can spend $500, you spend $1,000, spend $1,500.
Right.
You're always going to spend that much money, and what you get for those prices will just changes based on the technology.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. There's always going to be the same stuff happening, and just the phones get slightly better with every iteration.
Yeah.
So they might also get bitter. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they might get bitter.
Yeah.
I think they might at each other.
All right, let's take a quick break and thank our other sponsors. Squarespace.com, fast and easy way to create a high-quality website or blog. For the most part, I'd say we all have Squarespace.com sites.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have
yes,
one, Tony?
Yes, my domain is on Squarespace. TonyWang.tw. It's on Squarespace.
All right.
That's a clever use of the domain there. That's, clever. I like that.
It's more expensive, but it works.
It's easier to throw them.
Yeah, it's a Taiwan domain.
Yeah, very cool.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
I know that guy.
Yeah.
And I know that room, too.
Oh, yeah. What? Whoa, you, look at you.
You haven't updated since November 22nd, Tony.
Yeah,
come on, man.
New Year resolution.
Get on, man.
There we go. Well, it's really easy to update with Squarespace. Actually, you can do it on your Galaxy Note because there is, in fact, a Squarespace app for Android that allows you to really easily update your blog, Tony. So maybe you should, huh?
Yes, I
don't
will.
You think? Okay.
I'm going to do it right now.
All right. I have faith in you. There's actually apps for iPhone, iPad, all sorts of ways that you can update your blog. But really kind of the magic of Squarespace is going to the site and building the page from scratch. It is so much fun. They've got all of these modules. It's really easy to use. So much of the UI is meant to be easy to use for both beginners as well as CSS experts. If you understand the underlying code, you can get in there and be really geeky and do lots of really cool things above and beyond kind of the controls that they give you on the site. There's tons of modules, social media buttons that you can connect to Twitter, Facebook, all sorts of things built right in. So you don't have to do any thinking about it. You just add it to the blog and it appears and you can kind of tweak it from there. The cloud architecture of Squarespace is kind of the beauty of it too, because it kind of gives you the speed and the site stability that you don't want to have to manage this stuff. So you just kind of let them do it. You know, it's so much better than the days of going into Dreamweaver and building things from scratch. Oh man, I hated that. And that made me not want a website, even though I knew I probably should have one.
Yeah, and all the style libraries and stuff like we're looking at here. Like, what's so funny is that, like, I learned how to code HTML back in the 9 years ago, too long ago, and like all the stuff with web fonts and like the stuff that we used to have to do with graphics can now be done via HTML and style sheets,
absolutely.
CSS. But you need to know it.
Right.
But with this, they've got it all. You just use the theme, and it can look great. It looks so professional.
And they just added tons more fonts, lots of different more templates. Lately, so it's so easy to make a website. Just, you know, you really should. What did we say? Say hi to Ron. Squarespace.com. Did we say that? That was
Ayaz. He was teasing.
To Ron. Well, we're going to do it anyways. To Ron. Squarespace.com. What's the password, Chad?
Bubbles.
All right.
Okay.
So if you've ever met me in person at a live show or at a conference or anything like that, post a photo. On Say Hi to Ron.
This is going to fill up so fast.
Oh my God.
In no
time. I like when we use photos of me. Like that Gossip Girl one, I still have nightmares.
So awesome.
I still have nightmares of that one.
I love
That was great. So you should check it out. As you saw, Chad, who's TDing the show today, he was creating it while he's switching the show. So it's obviously very easy. You go there, sign up for a free trial. You don't even have to sign up. You just go to squarespace.com and you get a free account, no credit card needed. Just try it out. Start building your website from scratch. And then if you decide that you like... Say hi to ron.squarespace.com. You can use the offer code Android1 and get 30% off for 3 months. That's Android1 at squarespace.com. Use that and get 30% off for 3 months. Once you decide, you got to stick with Squarespace, because I'm pretty sure that you will. And we thank Squarespace for their support of all shows on Twit, including All About Android. And I love that they sponsor this show because I love their service.
So. Me too.
Should I tweet out?
Yes. Say hi to Ron.
Post fakes and stories.
And password bubbles.
Make sure.
Don't forget the password. I'm still going to post a
Scooter
picture.
Scooter X wanted to say hi, Ron, but you were in a deep discussion.
That was Scooter X and I were both at the last Ignatian show in LA. And I can't imagine it was that deep of a discussion because I had many cocktails. So that might have, couldn't have been that.
The more you drink, the more serious your face looks.
Yeah,
maybe
I guess
that's
so.
It.
Yeah, no, it was pretty. Scooters. Whenever, if anybody ever sees me at a public event, seriously, or any of us, if you're at CES and you see them, or a lot of times I'm at
Comic
Conventions.
Don't come say hi to me. I'm just kidding.
I want people to say hi to me. It's nice.
I'm just kidding.
Well, Scooter X, if you took a picture of Ron from afar because you knew you weren't going to be talking to him, post that to the Squarespace site and we'll see it later. Squarespace.com, Android 1 is the offer code. Use it. All right. Let's battle it out. All four of us in the arena.
Two enter. One live.
Four enter.
Arena.
I'd make it a New Year's resolution to correct that to four, but I don't even know where to begin. Because
right. All I got to say is that I did not end the year on a high note. That's for sure. I just took a 2 week beating. That's for
you know.
Admittedly, my previous apps were well. So let's take a look at. So we had episode 39 and episode 40 were the episodes that came out during the break. And if you go look at the voting on that. You can see that episode 39, Eileen won with Apparatus.
Thanks, guys.
Followed by Jason with Dragon's Lair and my review of Tap 2, which this was in the running.
You were right up there.
China and Mexico love you, Ron.
So we were
closer.
This was competitive.
Race.
Competitive. Yes. But then if we move
also
to
Finland.
If we move to episode 40, which was our year end one and our apps of the year choices, I went niche. I'll admit I went niche.
Whoa.
And between Jason on Tasker and Eileen on Pocket Cast, you guys trounced me.
Wait, we're tied.
You tied. This is the first tie we've ever had, I think.
Okay, let's mark it. We both get a win on this.
Tech Ace 01, mark
I don't even know what to do here.
Voting is closed. Yeah, voting is closed. We tied.
Yeah, we tied. Wow.
Yep.
That is impressive.
And for those of 30...
This was not tied earlier. I was winning earlier.
Yeah. For those
didn't put anything. That's awesome, though.
Those 36...
Wait a minute. I was winning earlier before
too
the show.
Late.
Oh, man. I'll accept a tie.
Those 36 of you who like food spotting, like the fine folks in Malaysia and Tony, thank you for your support. And if you like food, food spotting is a great app to do it.
There you go. I get two.
Oh,
yes.
Man. That's great. All right. Cool.
I need these points.
We act as if there's like some grand prize at the end of all this.
It's just
like
shame.
It's dragon rights
it's
and shame.
Public shaming. That's all. Yeah. That's my resolution in 2012. Is I'm going to bring it.
You're going to win, everyone.
Yeah. No, I don't know about
all
that.
All right. We'll see.
All right. Well, this week we have another grab bag. We're actually talking earlier. We miss a theme. So
like
we're going to have a miss.
I like some structure. I like some. You know, like some. We got to come up with some unique rules and like. You know, like.
Well, we got to not have a total grab bag every single episode.
Yeah.
I like structure. I want it to be grab bag all
the time. Well, when we did the 99 cent app, except Jason tried to cheat. But aside from that one speed bump, it was a lot of fun. And so, like, I like the, you know, like, find a productivity app that's less than $2.99, like, things like that. Like, we'll mix those in with the grab bag. So there you go.
Okay.
Listen, you can't tilt every competition in your favor, Eileen.
I've been winning more with these grab bags. I think that's why I like them a little bit more, I will admit.
So TechAce01 in the chat room chimes in and says the total tallies on the year so far, Jason had 13 wins, Eileen had 11, and I had 8. There you go. That's the 2011 All About Android Arena results.
I really Jason, should be winning more than that.
You won what?
I'm just saying I should be. So
still, that's pretty close. 13-11-8. That's pretty good. I thought.
That means we're all bringing good
apps. Okay, you know what I'm going to say? I did not repeat an app for my end of the year.
Ooh.
And your point
is? No, but we talked about that app like nine times. We talked about that app like nine times.
I know, we did.
And I actually voted that the end of the year app should have been an app that was in the arena. It should have been the best of the arena. That was my personal preference. But
no, I thought it could have been anything for 2011.
Yeah. Well, hey, we got our first tie, so that works. So.
Right.
Yeah. No, that was awesome.
Yeah. All right, cool.
I'm still trying to log in to say hi to Ron. Squares.
Oh, did they really? Did they change the password?
They changed the password from Bubbles?
No. Someone else, before we talked about it, before the episode aired, someone else grabbed it. So we can't do it before the episode.
Dang it. Maybe
they will change it to Bubbles before the episode is over.
Oh, because we talked about it a little bit before the show.
Right. Yeah.
So if you grabbed
Say hi to Ron at squarespace.com
before
help
the show.
Help us out and change it to Bubbles.
Yeah, change the password to Bubbles so that anyone can play around with it. That makes the game a lot more fun. Although you're awesome for doing that.
I tweeted it out, and I have my URL shortener, I have my shortener, and it says a very inappropriate shortened.
Okay.
Right there.
Oh,
inappropriate.
Okay, sorry. Inside. I was going to post a picture for all to see. Oh, well.
We'll see if we can get back in. So let's do the grab bag. So first off, Tony, you are our esteemed guest this week.
Thank you.
It is a privilege
that
to go first.
That means you're thrown to the wolves before any of us. So get in there.
Oh, dear. All right. So what I have, I've been using this for... Well, three phones now, and
three phones. Okay.
Yeah, because I
That's
had a, my first. I mean, ever since I had an Android phone, I've been using this app, and it's called the Screen Filter. It is free, so everybody should go and download it right now.
and vote.
My favorite part of it is that it works really well, and all you have to do is leave the app on your desk. Here, I'll show you on my phone.
Oh yeah.
So you can see it's right here underneath Ron right here. And all it does is it changes the brightness of your display.
Oh.
So if you have your phone on your lowest brightest setting and it's still too bright, like if you're reading in bed or something, you can make it dimmer.
Oh, that is very handy.
That's actually really handy.
And you can actually change the percentage of dimming you like. And if you go below 20%, then, I just installed Eileen's app. If you go under 20%, it'll actually tell you that you're not going to be able to read the display.
Oh.
Yeah. So, so you can see it's right here.
So, basically, what you're doing is you're having a custom preset for your screen brightness. It doesn't have to be darker than anything.
Right.
It can be just anything.
Right. So, you can have it on max brightness, and then you can actually set it, you know, to 50% max brightness.
That is great. Yeah. I have often wondered why Android doesn't allow you to set what low, medium, and high is. Why can't I choose that?
Well, that's the same issue on iOS, on the iPad. Sometimes you're reading in the dark and it's still too bright.
Right.
And this is not on the iPad, so yeah.
Well, cool. So that's a
screen filter,
and it's free.
It's free.
Nice. Free. I love utility apps like that because they totally extend the...
I mean, I've been experiencing about at least 10% less battery drain from the display. So if your display is using about 30-40%, it'll be a little bit less than that, between 5-10%. So,
cool.
Yep.
All right, Screen Filter, check it out and change things. And you're giggling.
No, I'm still laughing at the URL shortener.
We're like little kids over here.
And So my app is actually it's a utilitarian app. I've talked previously, the kind of apps I love are very similar to that one, which is apps that are very elegant, serve a single purpose. This one, when I stumbled upon it, I was just like, that seems silly. But then I downloaded it, tried it out. I'm like, oh, this is great. So it's actually called Shush, S-H-U-S-H, or Shush Ring Restorer. It's totally free. And what this is that it's the kind of app that you just run once and it runs in the background. And what it does is that when you use your volume control to turn down your ringer to put it on vibrate, it then comes up with a little box that says, hey, you just set your phone on vibrate. when do you want to turn the ringer back on? In an hour and 45 minutes, and it will automatically set it back. So now I'm somebody who generally leaves my phone on vibrate, but if you're the kind of person who uses your phone with a ringer, and let's say you're at work and you go into a meeting and you know you're going to be in that meeting for an hour, you don't want the phone to ring for an hour, this is a great way to not have to put the ringer back on.
Right.
Right. So all right. I'll show you how it works here. All right. So here I am with my phone, and all you do is you just tap shush once to run it, and it's going to say, hey, it's running. That's all you need to do. Just FYI, it's running. Just use it as you normally do. So I'm going to turn down the volume, and I turn it down to vibrate, and it says, great, turn ringer on in 45 minutes, and I can just scroll that up to turn it up to 3 hours. So let's say I'm going to bed, and I put my phone on vibrate, and I'm going to say, let's turn the ringer back on in, you know, in 8 hours, 8¾ hours. Or I can just press the keep it off button, and that'll just keep the ringer turned off. But when you set it to whatever you want it to be, let's have it turn back on in 1 hour. It says shush. And then you get a little notification up top, and it will tell you, so the ringer was shushed till 7:35. Mm. So in an hour from now, it will automatically turn vibrate off and bring my ringer back up. That's all it does. Very simple. It's free. Utilitarian. Elegant.
Yeah, I like
pretty
that.
Pretty design. Yeah, so there you go.
One thing I really like about that is it's not the the typical set the time with the minutes and the seconds
exactly.
clicking up, clicking
Give
down.
It to me an
it's
hour.
That yep. rock. It's that rocker that yep. makes it so easy mm-hmm. to do yep. it fast.
Yep. Exactly.
Which, if you want to use something like that and actually use it all the time, yep. it needs to be fast. You don't want to have to like sit there and thumb through it for
yeah.
10 minutes.
And what's great is that you've got that rocker, and not only does it tell you how long, but it also tells you what time it will come back on.
Mm-hmm.
So here, like in 1¼ hours, it'll be at 7:51. At 6:36.
Cool.
Okay, cool. So this is great. Oh, cool.
You can adjust the volume.
Oh, well. you can adjust the volume. Yeah. How do you do that? I see. I got it. Yeah. So down here in the lower left-hand corner, I didn't even see that. Look at that. Lower left-hand corner, you see this little grid here. This tells you what the volume level will be when you turn it back up. And so you can restore the volume level to full blast, or if you like to have it at about 50%, awesome. So you can set that. So that's a nice little added thing. This is great for if you're going to the movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Because people
in the chat room are like, Tasker could do this, you know, for sure. When you go to work. Sure, it could for work, but you probably don't have Tasker set up to recognize when you're at the movie theater.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And that would take a long time to program versus something like
this
where you just
simple and quick. And it's not. And the thing is, you run the app once. You don't need to keep it on your desktop. You just keep it in the tray. Mm-hmm. It just runs in the background. It triggers when you lower the volume to that. You don't need to absolutely use it. You can say just keep the ringer off for now. And it's just a neat little thing that already in the day that I've been using it, I've already found myself, you know, like, oh, great. You know, like I had a call earlier and I killed the ringer. So I turned back on an hour and then the phone rang. So simple, elegant, and free. So there
I actually
go.
Have
free.
This app. It's really, really good.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Okay. I've been using it for a little while. So I Sweet. Will vouch for you, Ron.
Nice. Will you vote
and,
for me?
And I will also say hello to Ron.
All right.
.squarespace.com with password bubbles is
It's
active.
Open. It's active.
Say
Thank
hello
you.
To Ron. Thank you to whoever.
Thank you to whomever.
You guys were talking about that, and I was like, what?
So it's a new one. So
it's a new one. Say
hello.
Say hello to Ron.
Yes.
I see. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to tweet that out with hopefully a better shortened URL.
We'll see. I'm going to have to look later and see what the shortened URL is because I'm a little curious myself. So check that out. My app is, we've got kind of like a utility theme this week.
Yeah.
I like it. Mine, if you remember the email earlier about the Galaxy Nexus volume issues from Manuel, I actually have a solution for those with Samsung Galaxy Nexus devices thinking that your speaker is too low. Actually, this works for, it's hard to say exactly which phones this works for. It's Gingerbread Plus, so it's called Volume Plus. It's volume with a plus sign. There is a free version. There's also a full version for $1.62, which you can actually get the full version for free if you go to the dev site, which is androidaudiohacks.com. So you can basically get the full version free there. But essentially what this allows you to do is exploits the EQ, the equalization API in the phone. It does not require root, but it can damage your speakers.
Oh,
so this is not something to use lightly. This is something that you kind of step into slowly, because what it's essentially doing is it's changing the code rejiggering the code on the background to say, if this was the maximum volume level before, this is now. And okay. that level and the full version allows you to go really loud. The problem there being, the potential hazard there being that you can go louder than what your speaker can handle. Right. So
it's
I'm
like,
not responsible.
It's like overclocking your speaker.
Yes. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's yeah. exactly what it is. The strange thing is Root isn't required for this. This seems like the kind of thing that Root would be required for, yeah. but obviously it's not. So all I'm saying is be careful. When you start using this, go low. And I'll show you kind of what to look at here. So Volume Plus is right down here. Go ahead and launch into it. Pretty straightforward settings. You can adjust speaker settings, headset, Bluetooth. And then if you have a rooted phone, you get extra functionality. You get in-call settings so that you can change the volume level of calls that you're taking. You can only do that on rooted phones. But I got it specifically for speaker settings. So you can, you know, enable the speaker modification. It has these room effects here, which are like, you know, it's kind of like trying to do this enhancement on the background, which I never really go for those effects when it's when you're talking about audio quality. EQ settings, if you want to, you know, I think there's an emulation for Beats. Yeah, there it is. Beats emulation. Just different kind of EQ curves that you can throw onto all of your audio going through the speaker in this case. But why I got it is volume level. And this is... this is where you start. You start on a volume level at 0 dB, 0 being the loudest that you could go. And as you can see here on the full version, I mean, you can go pretty loud. You can go plus 15. At plus 8, they warn you to be careful. And I didn't just go to plus 8 initially. What I mean by for you to be careful is set it at 1 or set it at 2, you know, something light. And then go out to like your podcast app or whatever it is you want to hear and play it and see how that changes it. And if you don't like it, just come back in here, set it to 3 or whatever, and incrementally go up. Because if you go too loud and you destroy something, A, you know, the maker of the app is not responsible for that. And hopefully neither am I by telling you about this because I'm giving you plenty of warning here. But B, you just got to step into it slowly, because if you go too far, then I guess that's it. but there's that. You have the power. There's also bass enhancement, if that's important to you. And speaker modification, which is just like your own programmable EQ. So you can get in there and do that. And like I said, you can do this on headset volume. You can do it on Bluetooth. It's a pretty powerful app. You just got to be careful with it. That's all I'm going to say. But it is free if you go to AndroidAudioHacks.com, or you can get it through the market and get your updates through the market. The full version is $1.62. That's what I did because I'd rather kind of get my automatic updates through the market than have to check the website all the time to see the updates there. But there you go. That is a Volume Plus. They say actually on the site that it might not work for every single device out there. So I'd say download the free version, test it on your phone, see if it works. And if it does, then you're cool. And, you know, maybe the free version, which gives you only a couple of options on increasing the volume, maybe that's good enough for you. But be careful. Be careful. Do you hear me? Okay, there we go.
Take the warnings. Heed Jason's warnings.
Heed my 20 million warnings. Yeah. Telling you, if you use it properly, it's actually very handy, and it's totally helped my Galaxy Nexus. So there you go.
Super cool. Okay, I guess I get to go last, and I don't have a utility app. I'm back to photography for
Fail.
All of you. And the unicorn app that is not an Android app yet that we all know about is called Instagram. And I'm not even going to talk anymore about that app.
Don't get me started.
So a long time ago when this app first premiered, the app is called Lightbox. I actually took a first look at it. And, you know, I thought it was okay. But you know what? It's been, I think, 6 months, if not longer, and they've made some really cool improvements. And it's Android only. So you have that. So Lightbox is free in the Android marketplace. And what I like about it is that it's become a photo journal, and more so than even Instagram would be. And so let's take a look at Lightbox really quickly. I'm going to launch it here on my phone. See if we can launch it here. It's going to open up, and there's many things that you could see with Lightbox. So this is my feed. I have followed certain accounts like Photopedia, the Sun Wheels person. This is my photo right here of the Chinatown Gate. Stuck in Customs, Trey Radcliffe. There's a lot of premier photographers, like even Nat Geo's on this. And you can add people and find people and follow people. And so this is what the feed looks like. And if you post more than one photo, it'll kind of split them up. You'll see my feed in a little bit. And look at this. There's three. He posted three, so they kind of give you a little triad right here. The UI is great. There's my little Sawyer intensity. Like this app was before, you swipe to the right or to the left. When you go to the left, then you'll see all my photos. These are all my photos here that I've posted on Lightbox. And you can even get a little profile look. Who's who's following you? And it's not showing up right now, of course. You know, your follower count, who you're following. And then it even has, if you attach it, these are everybody posting, your friends on Facebook. So you can, this is kind of like a handy tool to see all of the Facebook photos that's been posted and not go to Facebook if you feel like that. Sometimes there's some really good photography on here of some of your friends. Also on Twitter. Now I'm sliding to the left again, and this is my Twitter feed. And these are all my friends that are posting, even on Instagram. So this is Biz here posting. You can see Instagram photos in Lightbox, even though we don't get Instagram on Android. And then here we go. Here's a little spotlight. Some, you know, top photos that they have. Some featured users. I've actually followed some of these featured users here. And then they even break them down by art, design, fashion, style, food, living. If you like photography, it's a pretty nice nicely done app these days. This wasn't all here before when I first looked at this app. Now I'm gonna let me show you a if I upload a photo, maybe I'll upload this. You can import a photo, and I remember when this first launched, you couldn't import a photo. Well, now you can. So I'm gonna import a photo instead of just taking a photo, and I'm gonna import. Oh, look at Ron here. I was gonna post this on.
It posted. I found it.
Oh, did you post? Okay, well, yeah. I posted on Say Hello to Ron. I'm going to post it on my Lightbox. And just like a lot of other sites, these are all the different filters that you have up here. What should I do? Should I make them 8-bit, you guys? Should I do 8-bit Ron? There's a fisheye Ron. 8-bit,
yeah.
There's fisheye Ron. Here's 8-bit Ron. I kind of like 8-bit Ron. Look at that. Okay, so anyways, and then here now you can actually crop, if you want, the photo. They have cropping abilities within the app. You could kind of change, you know, the direction of the photo. You could flip it around. It's kind of nice little pre-editing tools here in the app itself. And then when you're done, you just hit OK. And then you could post it public, unlisted, or private. You could set a location. I'm just going to say it's wrong here. Give it a little caption. There's my caption. And then you see here there are lots of places that you could also post it to Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and there's a few more here. You just kind of put your credentials in here for Facebook, Twitter, Flickr, Tumblr, Foursquare. You can auto-post to those, whatever your heart's desire. I'm not going to post it anywhere other than Lightbox. And then you just hit upload. And then that'll go to my personal Lightbox site, which there is a site. This is unlike Instagram. There's no website, but on Lightbox, you have one. And so mine is eileentv.lightbox.com. And there's already it posted is Ron's 8-bit photo. If you scroll down a little bit, Chad, there's that. There's my China Gate. So then you could just, you know, it's kind of like a Tumblr account, kind of like, I don't know. It's just... I'm very impressed with the way they've updated this app, and I've been using it quite a bit. There's my morning coffee selection with my new Han Solo mug. And then you get some comments if you scroll down here. You scroll down the post. Yeah, there we go. Rob Blatt is asking what it looks like. I need to answer some of these questions. And then you could hit a little heart to like it or whatnot. The only issue with this app is, you know, there needs to be more users, and I think... more people are starting to use this app. I keep seeing notifications of more people following me. But for Android users, I'm really liking this app, actually. And it does everything that Instagram does. It just needs more users. So sign up on Lightbox.com. Whether or not you vote for my app to win, I don't care. But sign up and
get
start using it.
Critical mass. You want critical mass.
Yeah, I want some critical mass. class on here. Let's just start, you know, exploring photography. It's free in the Android marketplace. And let's share some photos together. So that is Lightbox from Lightbox.
So they say hello to Ron's site. It's pulling up a page on the index page, not the blog. That's why. So like if you click blog, you can see the photo you posted and someone else posted their desktop. And then also I think a lot of people are overwriting each other because like someone who I must be friends with was on my Facebook and posted pictures from my high school graduation, but then they seem to be gone because now it's a picture of you. So yeah. So
and somebody with their feet in the photo.
That's we need to better.
If you go to say hello to ron.squarespace.com. Do you see it?
Say hi to
Ron. No, say hello. Go to say hello. Because they somebody changed it, and so we changed it back.
Yeah.
And there's me, and somebody's watching me.
Before that, it was a picture of me from high school, which unfortunately no one's going to see now because someone overwrote it.
Oh, wow. So go to blog on there. Yeah. And then you see some posts.
Yeah.
So instead of having, they have the page of
their desktop.
Yeah, and sorry, I posted that. I know, I posted that photo and it went sideways. Weird. So anyways.
Yay, fun with Squarespace.
Yay, fun with Lightbox. So there's our arena for the week.
There we go. All right, so you can vote at bit.ly/41pollAAA. bit.ly/41pollAAA. And if I did my job right, very possible that I didn't, but yay, I did. That will take you to the voting screen. And I'm starting to have a little bit of remorse. I'm wondering if it was irresponsible for me to do that app. I don't want anybody to hurt their phone.
Everyone, their mileage may vary. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you take risks. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, this is another warning.
Be careful. I don't know. At this point, Shush seems to be running away with it. So I'm just saying.
That's true.
I'm not going to call an early victory now, but I'm just saying.
Are you sure about that?
Well, look at that. I've got 9 votes.
I've got 7.
Well, now I've got 8. Now I've got 10. We can do this all night.
That's the beauty of Goal Post. we could do this all night.
Hey, you know what? It's actually pretty tight. The voting's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Good.
We'll see where it's at next week from CES.
Oh, God.
Exciting, yes.
Think about it. Next time we do the show, we'll be CES. So we're doing
what's
our show.
The plan?
Yeah, what is our plan? Because, Ron, you're not on the show.
I will not be there. I will. I'm taking a week off. I will not be at CES. I will not be on the show. And I'll be missing you guys.
We'll be missing you, too.
I don't think we should do an arena. I think we're going to stick with hardware.
That's kind of what I was thinking,
too. And it's a lot of, sort of first looks at the hardware. Nicole's going to join us on the show. And it'll be the three of us kind of chatting about what we see Android-wise at CES. I think, we should kind of... I think the first, so we go, we have our stage at CES, and that's Tuesday through Friday, but there's a lot of pre-parties, gadget pre-parties that are happening on Sunday night and Monday night, and a lot of press previews on Monday, so I think we're going to know a lot before we go live on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're giving ourselves an extra couple days, because the floor doesn't actually open until Tuesday, so if we did a show on Monday...
Yeah, we wouldn't really have a whole lot of cool stuff to report, but it's better to wait.
I think so. Yep. We're going to do our show on Wednesday from 4 to 5.
So, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
4 p.m. Pacific next Wednesday, January 11th, 2012. That'll be the show, and we'll do it from there with Nicole.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. Awesome. Well, Tony, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for
bringing the massive phone that is the Galaxy Note.
Exactly.
And showing it off. What do you want to plug? What do you want to pimp?
We should pimp our new show at Twit, Before You Buy. And you can find that show at twit.tv/BYB.
Excellent.
Okay. Wow.
Awesome. So check that out. And then Ron.
Yes.
Do the honors.
So you can, if you're interested in my mayhem that I bring to the internet every day, go to about.me/RonXO. You can find all the links to my Twitter and Facebook and Google+ and all that fun stuff, as well as you can check out ifanboy.com, which is a great website, great comic book community. We're going through our best of 2011 in the world of comics this week. So check that out. And also check out Graphically, the company I work for by day, where we're making great comic book apps that you can get on your Nook Color and Amazon Kindle Fire and fun stuff like that.
Sweet. And Eileen.
And also don't forget to go say hello to ron.squarespace.com.
Is it still alive?
I don't know. Is it? Sorry. I'm totally derailing.
It's still going. Yep.
It's still going.
Yeah.
There it is. All right. You can find me on Twitter at EileenTV or about.me.com/EileenRose. I think that's where I'll keep it. Do you want to pimp me?
Yes, gplus.t. I'm seeing text messages about that URL now.
Okay.
Go to gplus.to/EileenTV.
Thank you.
All right, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Raygun01 or about.me/Jason Howell. That is it for this week. We'll see you next week from the craziness and mayhem that is the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Voicemail can be sent to 347-SHOW-AAA, though we probably won't play that next week. But we will read email. Send us email at aaa@twit.tv. Hit the show up on Twitter. It's at Android Show. You can always find show notes for our shows at twit.tv/AAA. And finally, catch us next Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, I believe it is. Yes, 4 p.m. Pacific at live.twit.tv for our show from the Consumer Electronics Show. That is it. Thank you and farewell. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
If the world still exists.
Back. Yay, 2012.
Yeah, 2012.
Cheers.
Woo.
Cheers.
Woo.
Cheers.
I'm the only one with a kind of a
I killed mine a while ago.